Good afternoon. Back again. I'm Bernie Miklas. This is the Bernie Miklas Show here on YouTube. Thanks for your support. A lot of you have been watching the earlier video that I posted today on Monday about Bill DeWitt making a mistake, bringing John Mozeliak back in the same role as president of baseball operations when he could have appointed Heim Bloom as the new boss, who was definitely going to be different than the old boss. But as long as John Mozeliak is around, Cardinals fans who are disgruntled will have a difficult time buying into this idea of like, well, this is a new direction. Go back and watch that video if you haven't done it already. I'm just providing another one today. And that way you won't get bored with just one video. You know, you can kind of check out some different things. I'm going to talk about Paul Goldschmidt here in a minute, but a couple of things. 1927 St. Louis Browns. I couldn't resist this one. That was not a good team. And I'm not sure exactly why New Era came out with this Heritage Collection. I'm not sure why they chose specifically the 1929 St. Louis Browns. Not a good club. 59 wins, 94 losses, and two ties. Also finished eighth among the eight American League teams in home attendance at Sportsman Park. 247,000 and change for the whole season. So, some good players on there, including George Sisler and Sad Sam Jones, the pitcher. Gotta love that name. All right, that's number one. Number two, just a note, because I find it interesting. You know, the Cardinals ended up winning 83 regular season games in 2024. So what, right? The interesting thing to me is that 83 wins, same exact number of wins the 2006 Cardinals have. And I think you remember how that thing ended up. Little parade, World Series trophy. That team won 83 games during the regular season and barely held on to make the playoffs. And what was a brutal division, the National League Central, which had Houston in those days. The Cardinals won it with 83 wins. Houston was in second place, 82-80. The Reds, Milwaukee, Pirates, Cubs all had losing records. In fact, other than the Cardinals with 83 wins, the combined winning percentage of everyone else in the Central was .457. Not good, but the thing that really jumps out at me, we all know about the Cardinals' history in 2006. They kind of staggered into the playoffs, but they were healthy and they got on an incredible run. And just a wonderful surprise, won the whole thing. But this team this year wins 83 games. That 2006 team won 83 games. But that team had Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, Scott Rolen, Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, Jason Isringhausen, rookie Adam Wainwright, the guy who was the World Series MVP in David Eckstein, and a young rookie, Chris Duncan, who hit 22 home runs and slugged nearly 600. Really good bench that year with Spezio, Taguchi, John Rodriguez, and some others. I think I mentioned Jeff Suppan in the rotation. He was big in the postseason. We all know that. But, that you know, I look at this, and I'm talking about guys strictly in the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys on that team that are either already in the Cardinals Hall of Fame or will be. Again, Pujols, Molina, Rolen, Edmonds, Carpenter, Waino, and Izzy. It's just so strange. Yet that team, with all that superstar talent, Hall of Fame talent, won the same amount of games as 2024 Cardinals. Whatever you make of it, right? Ollie Marmol's coming back. That's another video for another day, probably tomorrow. What I wanted to talk about, Katie Wu, who's been on a roll, she reported Sunday at The Athletic that the Cardinals, quoting league sources, the Cardinals will not be bringing Paul Goldschmidt back after the end of the season, which is now. The season's over for the Cardinals. But there was talk like, well, maybe he'll come back on a one-year deal and, you know, the price would be really low. And I always said, well, why would Goldie want to do that? With this team transitioning into what I think is a rebuild, whatever we want to call it. I've said this before. I don't get caught up in titles. All right. I don't need them classified in a certain category. The Cardinals are taking a step back and they're going to pour more money into player development. The minor league system, it is in a terrible state of disrepair, short on funding, short on coaches, short on technology, short on instructors. That whole thing needs to be replenished, and this is where Chaim Bloom comes in. So one way or the other, the Cardinals are taking a step back competitively in 2025 and probably 2026. But what does that mean as far as a record? I don't know. But what difference does it make? I mean, if you're going to be in that area where you you win 76 games to say 81 games, 82 games, like, why would anybody want to stay in that pattern? Like, what exactly is there to gain? I'd rather see young players come in, have everybody look at them, and you get a really great feel of their young pitchers, their young hitters, find out more answers about whether these are players you can build around and take forward. So that leaves no room at the end for Goldie. And he still has a chance to play pretty well. If you put him in the right situation, he could really help a team. Bob Nightingale reported that Paul Goldschmidt, the Milwaukee Brewers are eyeing him as a first base solution for next season because it's very doubtful they'll bring Rhys Hoskins back. So he'll get an opportunity, which is, again, people never want to take the player's right to choose into account. It's always like, well, the Cardinals ought to bring him back and do this. Or the Cardinals ought to sign that guy. You know, you just pay him this and he'll come here and say, no, when you're a free agent, you get to choose where you want to go. I mean, that's kind of why you're called a free agent. That's what it kind of, it's what it means. So Goldie's better off going somewhere else. Cardinals are better off because there's just really nothing to be gained by keeping him around if you're going to go into a rebuilding of sorts. All right, this is what I want to talk about specifically. And this one will be a relatively short video. Well, it's already 7 minutes, so maybe I broke that promise. No, I'm only kidding. If this, in fact, becomes reality, which it should, I'm just saying, you never know. There's always a, 1%, 2% chance, 5% chance somebody changes their mind or whatever. But I doubt it that'll happen. If it does, we'll do another video. This will close the book, so to speak, on the Goldschmidt Arenado era. Now, it wasn't much of an era. It was four seasons, but they became teammates for the first time in 2021. I mean, Goldie's was here since 2019, but as a tandem, and remember how excited we all were? Boy, you have Arenado at third base, future Hall of Famer, Goldie at first base, future Hall of Famer. And starting in 2021, they were going to be working together and playing and winning happily ever thereafter as Cardinals teammates. And it didn't work out. It's unbelievable, really, when you think about the day that they made it official that they made the Arenado trade with Colorado, which was a great trade. I mean, it was like no risk involved for the Cardinals, except for now. Arenado's remaining contract doesn't look all that hot. Three more years left. He's in decline. A lot of happy talk stories over the weekend about how he's doing this. He's going to work on that. He's going to get his power stroke back. Okay, good luck. I hope he does, man. I hope he does, but I'm just saying. If the Cardinals are going to try to make some trades, get some payroll off the book, that one could be a tough one to move. But we'll see. I don't need to worry about that now. Anyway, the Cardinals wasted the Goldschmidt-Arenado window, and it wasn't as long as a window as perhaps we anticipated it would be. Four seasons, okay? And let me tell you the basics, the forensics on this, the report on this. So in their four seasons together, the Cardinals had a 520 regular season winning percentage, 14th in baseball, number 8 in the National League. Yeah, they did get to the playoffs in 21 and 22. You may remember, I'm being sarcastic, you may remember it didn't turn out so well. In 2021, they played the Dodgers in the singular and National League wildcard game before the new format kicked in. They lost 3-1 and were eliminated. And in that game, I remember watching it and just saying, like, no one can get a hit when it matters. And perhaps this was a foreshadowing to come. The Cardinals in that loss to the Dodgers, 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position, 0 for 11, and they lost 3-1. In that game, Goldie was 0 for 1. Arenado was 0 for 3. All right, let's jump ahead to 2022. Cardinals won the division, 93 wins. They had Pujols. It was the final years of Pujols and Molina's major league players. You had Goldschmidt winning the MVP that year and Arenado finishing third. Despite all of that, you get to the postseason. Ali Marmol blew game one by not intervening when Ryan Helsley clearly struggling, probably still feeling the effects of like that finger injury he got like in the final regular season game or something like that. The thing blew up in a hurry and the Cardinals had a good chance to win game one, and just terrible managing in that game and a terrible loss, and they didn't recover. So they lose that game because the Phillies get six runs in the ninth. And then in game two, Miles Michaelis actually pitched fine, but the Cardinals lost 2-0. Again, it was a matter of their offense not coming through. So in that series, losing two in a row to the Phillies, bye-bye, season over. If you look at it, you look at it in that series, let me see, because I want to make sure I'm okay here. Not good at all. Not good at all. Goldschmidt and Arenado didn't get anything done in those two games either, okay? So that's three. They had three postseason games together, right? Only three in 2 years. Arenado was 1-for-12 with 2 strikeouts. Goldschmidt was 1-for-10 with 5 strikeouts, although he did walk a couple of times. They didn't drive in a run. So if you put their stats together from those three postseason losses, the only three games that they played in postseason for the Cardinals, you put it all together, you stitched it all together. Goldschmidt and Arenado were 2-for-22 with a 28% strikeout rate, 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, and they did not drive in a run. That's it. That's their postseason career together as Cardinals. 2-for-22, not one RBI, 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, 28% strikeout rate. And the Cardinals in these three games, they scored 3 against the Dodgers, 3 against the Phillies in game one, no runs in game two. So what is that? That's 4 runs in 3 games. And as a team, 1-for-22 with runners in scoring position. Wow. Little did we know that was going to become the template, right, going forward. So I tell you what, man, this has got to go down as one of the most disappointing aspects of Cardinals baseball over the last 10 years or so, because the Goldschmidt trade was great. The Cardinals did not get hurt by making the trade. They didn't give up anything that came back to haunt them later, unlike the Marcell Ozuna trade. Arenado, not only did the Cardinals not give up anything, really. Austin Gomber's okay. But the Rockies picked up a big part of Arenado's contract. It was a win-win at the time. And then you saw 2022, the MVP of the league and the guy that finished third in the league. And you couldn't help but think, look, they add some pitching. They do this. They do that. And watch out, you know, watch out, because these guys, they're not going to repeat these MVP-type seasons, but they're still plenty good. Little did we know the descent, the age-related decline started to kick in 2023, and really got bad in 2024. So that's all the Cardinals have to show for it, the Arenado-Goldschmidt tandem, which was going to be the centerpiece, going to be the cornerstones of the next great run as a postseason force by the Cardinals. And instead, the Cardinals squeaked in those two playoffs, 2 years in a row, squeaked, scoring 4 runs in 3 games. And once again, in the 3 games, Goldie and Arenado, 2-for-22, with a 28% strikeout rate, no runs batted in, and 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. So that'll close the book on that, won't it? I never would have expected that. I'm not saying, oh, they're going to win multiple World Series. No, I wasn't going to go that far. But the Cardinals wasted what they had during the 4 years that they had those guys together. They wasted it. A big part is that, of that is on the front office, because they never really put a terrific team around them. 2022 was close because you had Pujols, you had Molina. It was Wainwright's last good year. You had that was the year they got Montgomery in a trade and Quintana in a trade. Those guys were lights out the rest of the way when they came over in late July. There was a lot of positive things going on, but which has been the recent trend when they were still making the playoffs, just can't hit in the postseason. They haven't hit in the postseason since game five of that 2019 National League Division Series where they trounced Atlanta in the decisive game. They really haven't hit in the postseason since then. Remember, they got swept by the Nationals in the NLCS in 2019, and nothing good came out of that. So that's what happens when you have a limited time. A lot of times it's not going to last as long as you assume. You let some problems fester instead of doing something about them. You had some roster flaws. You could have done something about it. No, the complacency, the arrogance, we're the Cardinals, we're smarter than you. All of that combined to basically waste the Goldschmidt-Arenado partnership, their 4 seasons together in St. Louis. Just wanted to talk about that a little bit today. The Cardinals news conference will be beginning as I record this in about a half an hour or so. And I don't know whether I'm going to be free, available as in having time to come back later and maybe talk about that. But I'll be back tomorrow morning to talk about it if I cannot talk about it, the news conference with DeWitt and Mazalak and whoever else. You know, if I don't have the time to do it later on today, I'll be able to do it certainly early tomorrow morning. So that'll do it. Thank you, as always, for your support. Looking forward to your comments. And thank you, sincere thank you from Bernie Miklas here on The Bernie Show.